Welcome to Stories Podcast. We're going back to our weekly schedule, but we could use your support. To make it easy for families, we have two ways to give back to the show. The first is by going to patreon.com/stories. You can also follow the link on storiespodcast.com and donating directly. This gets you exclusive extras, like bonus episodes, as we hit donation thresholds. The other way to help is by going to our partner site, goplaypretend.com. You can also follow the shop link on storiespodcast.com. On Go Play Pretend, you will find all the coolest kids' clothes and toys from Amazon to check out. But here's the secret. Amazon pays us no matter what you buy. So you can go to goplaypretend.com, click any of the product links, and then do your regular shopping. There's no extra charge to you. Amazon just donates a portion to the show. It's a win-win. Thanks again. Now, here's the episode. Polly and the Pumpkin Seeds. On a crisp, beautiful autumn day in September, Polly Patterson skipped home from school, bursting with inspiration. Polly's hair flounced behind her as she bounded down the sidewalk toward her house. Her cheeks were flushed, and her right hand was thrust deep in her pocket, clutching her newest prized possessions. Seeds. And not just any seeds. Pumpkin seeds. The fall had always been Polly's favorite season, and not just because her birthday was in November, though that did make it extra special. Polly loved when the leaves and the trees changed to bright oranges and yellows, bold reds and rich rusts. She loved wearing fuzzy sweaters and scarves when the air got chilly and brisk. She loved starting the new school year and learning new things, and she loved biting into crisp fall apples at lunchtime. There were a million reasons that Polly loved the fall, but most of all, Polly loved pumpkins. For starters, pumpkins were Polly's favorite color, orange. Pumpkins were the most important ingredient in Polly's favorite food of all time, pumpkin pie. And carving pumpkins into jack-o'-lanterns was Polly's all-time favorite fall activity. And this year, Polly had her very own pumpkin seeds, and she was going to grow her very own pumpkins. "Dad!" Polly called out when she got home from school. "Dad, I got some pumpkin seeds today. I want to grow pumpkins."
"Okay," he called back from the kitchen where he was unloading the dishwasher. "Go ahead and plant them."
"Okay," Polly cried joyfully. "I'll do it right now." And she bounded up the stairs to her bedroom. She was going to plant her pumpkin seeds and grow her own pumpkins, and they would be so beautiful and orange, and then she would bake them into pumpkin pies and carve them into jack-o'-lanterns. Oh, she was so excited. There was only one problem.
"Dad,"
Polly called out, "how do you plant seeds?"
"You just bury them and water them and they'll grow,"
he called back as he carefully stacked the dinner plates onto the kitchen shelves.
"Where should I bury these?" Polly wondered as she looked around her room. Maybe she could put them under her bed.
No, she thought. They need more stuff on top of them.
Could she put them under her pillow?
No, she thought. Then when they sprout, my pillow won't be comfy to sleep on.
Polly scanned the room one more time, and her gaze rested upon a pile of laundry in her closet.
Perfect, she cried. And Polly carefully placed her handful of seeds under her dirty clothes, ran to the bathroom to fill a glass with water, came back, and poured it on top of her seeds.
Pumpkins, pumpkins in my laundry, please, please grow. I buried you deep and watered you well. My pie and jack-o'-lanterns will be swell. I can't wait until I can tell everyone I grew pumpkins.
And Polly closed her closet door and waited. A week passed, and nothing was growing. Polly checked her laundry pile every day after school, but nothing had sprouted. She couldn't figure out what she'd done wrong. She'd buried them and watered them, which is what her dad told her to do, and there still weren't any pumpkins.
"Dad," Polly asked one day after school, "why aren't my pumpkins growing?" Polly's dad looked up from his newspaper.
"Well, where did you plant them?"
"Upstairs," said Polly. "I watered them and everything."
"Upstairs?"
Polly's dad looked confused, so she took him by the hand and led him up to her laundry pile.
"See," she said, poking the damp pile with her toes. "No pumpkins."
Polly's dad stifled a laugh.
"Maybe I left out a few steps when I told you how to plant the pumpkin seeds."
And Polly's dad explained.
"First, you need to dig a hole in some dirt. The dirt is important. Let's go out to the backyard.
Polly and her dad pulled the seeds out from underneath the wet clothes and trekked outside.
Where's a good spot to plant, Dad?
The best spots to plant pumpkins in are the sunniest spots, said Polly's dad.
Why does the spot have to be sunny? Polly asked.
The sun helps the pumpkins grow, he said. Pumpkins use sunlight for food.
Cool, Polly said.
They carefully dug a small hole in the sunniest patch of the backyard, and Polly plopped her pumpkin seeds in. Then she ran inside to get a cup of water, while her dad covered the seeds with soil. Polly came back and poured the water on the buried pumpkin seeds.
There, her dad said. Let's go inside and have some dinner.
Wait, Polly said, and she sang her growing song again.
Pumpkins, pumpkins in my backyard, please, please grow. I buried you deep and watered you well. My pie and jack-o'-lanterns will be swell. I can't wait until I can tell everyone I grew pumpkins.
And they went inside and ate their supper, dreaming of orange pumpkins. Another week passed, and Polly checked on her pumpkin seeds every day. At first, it didn't look like they were growing at all, and she was disappointed.
Dad, she cried, why aren't they growing yet? Did we forget to do something when we planted them?
You just have to wait, Polly, he said, smiling,
and she went outside and watered her seeds. Another week passed, and Polly kept checking on her pumpkin seeds. One day, she saw a tiny green sprout popping up out of the ground.
Dad! Dad! She called out, running inside. Something is growing, but it's so tiny. How will it ever turn into a pumpkin?
You just have to wait, Polly, he said, smiling.
And she went outside and watered her seeds. Weeks and weeks went by. It was now October, and the pumpkin plant grew bigger and bigger. First, it grew big green leaves and curly vines, and then small pumpkins began to grow. First, they were tiny and green, and then they were a little bit bigger, and then they were large and bright orange. Polly was overjoyed.
Dad, she yelled one day after school, come outside and help me pick these.
And her dad came outside with a big pair of gardening shears and carefully cut the stems of not one, not two, but three enormous pumpkins.
Let's carve one right now, Polly cried out, and hauled the biggest pumpkin inside.
With her father's help, she cut the top of the pumpkin, scooped out all the seeds and guts, carved a smiling face in the side, and brought it outside on the front stoop.
It's the best jack-o'-lantern ever, she exclaimed.
That fall, Polly and her dad ate pumpkin pie, pumpkin bread, and pumpkin soup practically every day. They even saved the seeds from the inside of the pumpkins and roasted them in the oven and ate those, too. But Polly made sure to set aside some of those pumpkin seeds so she could plant even more pumpkins next year. The end. This episode of Stories Podcast was written and performed by Amanda Weldon and was produced by Jake Letizia. Stories Podcast was created by Daniel Hines. Please visit patreon.com/storiespodcast to pledge to support us as we work to bring you new stories every week. Thanks for listening.
Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Stories Podcast ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen early and ad-free with Wondery Plus Kids in Apple Podcasts. Grown-ups, before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey.